I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. At the end of today's Daf, Ervin Daf Chavav, we begin a new parak by Kol Ma'arvin. Now, I guess that many Daf Yomi Shurim are going to push off this Mishnah to learn with tomorrow's Daf. But regardless, the Mishnah discusses Eruv Chatzeros, which we have discussed earlier, and Eruv Tchumen, which you're supposed to set aside a certain item of food to be used for such an Eruv. And the Mishnah discusses what would be appropriate to be used. The Mishnah also discusses whether a Nazir is allowed to use wine, whether a Zar, a non-Kohen, is able to use Truma. The Mishnah Brura, in Aruch Chaim Shin Pei Vav, Sifkata Mem Zayin, discusses using Chadash. Using bread that was made from grain, from the new grain, and before Pesach, this grain didn't pass by the second day of Pesach, in which the halach is not so simple. In Eretz Yisrael, the halach is very clear that you're not allowed to eat such food, such grain, until the second day of Pesach passes. However, in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so simple. Some people have the practice to be lenient to eat it, while others are stringent. And the Mishnah Berurah asks, what if you're such an individual? You're stringent. You don't eat chadash, even in Chutz La'aretz. Are you allowed to use such bread for an Erev Chatzeros? Would you be able to use such bread for an Erev Tchumen? The Mishnah Berurah makes an interesting distinction about such a person. Why is it that he's machmir? Why is he stringent? Why doesn't he eat chadash? Is it a personal stringency? Is it a matter of piety? A chumrah, chasidus that he has that he decides to be machmir? If so, you're able to use such bread. However, if you're of the opinion that it's actually treif, it's actually usur to eat such bread, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it as an Eruv. The Shaar Tzion typically gives the source, points out the sources of the Mishnah Berurah. He writes in Sifkat Mem Dalad, what's the source? Pashut. It's obvious. The Mishnah Berurah didn't get this halacha from anywhere else. He made it up, and he thinks it's pashut, it's obvious that this halacha is true. However, the truth is it's not so simple. That is because, what is the halacha the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on? The din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but still he's able to use wine for the Eruv since other people are able to drink it. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma, but still he's able to use it since it's kosher for a Kohen. Similar to this person, he may be of the opinion that it's treif. He may be of the opinion that he's not allowed to eat it, but he's fully aware that other people disagree and other people are allowed to eat it. So why would it be different? And the truth is that this brings up a very interesting discussion, that when one person is of the opinion that something's treif, but he knows that other poskim argue, that other poskim are of the opinion that it's kosher, how is he supposed to relate to someone else who's actually makel, who's actually lenient? And in fact, perhaps this comes up with Erevin. There are many people who have the practice to be machmer, not Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen, but dealing with the Erevin that we've discussed in the Masechta. Until now, Tikkun Rishuyos, using the Tzuras HaPesachs and the like in order to make a Rishus HaYachid to be able to carry. There are many people who have the opinion and different Chumras. There are many different opinions that we've come across. Some people are Machmir. Are they allowed to ask someone else who relies on the Erev to carry for them? Could they assume, well, the other person thinks that it's okay, I could ask him to carry? Could you ask someone else to open bottle caps if you think it's a problem? There are many areas of halach in which you may have one opinion, someone else may have a different opinion. How are you supposed to relate to that person? Perhaps the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that if you think it's usur, you have to treat even those who assume that it's mutter, you have to assume that they're making a mistake. And therefore this bread, this chadash, which you think is usur, you can't say, well, oh, it's fit for other people, therefore I could use it for an Erev, because according to you, it's really not fit for anybody.